Insight, time for the daily market wrap this Wednesday, April 3, 2024. Stocks in Asia slipped on Wednesday after solid economic readings and higher commodity prices spurred speculation that major central banks, led by the Fed, will delay cuts and keep interest rates higher for longer. Here at home, the PSE index deepened its losses, tumbling 1.4%. Value turnover was at 4.3 billion pesos. Denise Joaquin, research analyst at CoFinancial, says investors are still sidelined by expectations of inflation accelerating again, with the March inflation numbers coming out on Friday.
We are a bit on the more watchful side since we're already coming from hotter than expected February inflation numbers, which came in at 3.4%. And right, it is expected to accelerate further to 3.8% as economists are expecting currently. So I think we would have to watch more closely how rice prices will trend since this is a big contributor to our CPI. But it seems that Balai farm gate prices haven't really exactly come down, and export restrictions from other countries haven't changed significantly. Another thing that we would have to watch would be oil, which I think seems to be trending upwards again.
The index is expected to retest the 6,800 support level in the coming days. But Joaquin says their base forecast of 7,100 is still achievable on the assumption that corporate earnings could go up by 10% this year.
Banks would continue to benefit from borrowing rates staying higher for longer.
In corporate stories, Cebu Land Masters announces its first international joint venture with Japan's NTTUD. The Vismin property developer is teaming up with a Japanese property firm to develop a 6 billion peso two-tower in Cebu's IT park. CLI says Tower 1 of its inaugural joint venture project will be launched by the fourth quarter of this year. Earnings now from Philinvest Development Corporation, its net income attributable to shareholders, climbed to 8.9 billion pesos last year due to double-digit improvement across its business segments. Meanwhile, Oceana Gold Philippines, which is a month away from its initial public offering, bullish about the industry, citing favorable regulatory environment and macro factors that support the price of the precious metal. The local unit of the Canada-listed firm also shares expansion efforts in the short and medium term.
We have a very positive outlook, not just for us, no, not just for Oceana Gold Philippines, but also I think for the local mining industry as a whole.
Why is that?
I think we have to thank the government. There is definitely strong support for the industry, and that is also that positive, you know, outlook, that positive, that very strong support. We're able to mirror it also in our operations. That's why for us, for our production, we're able to achieve, no, even exceed our guidance for last year. And so you're right, no, this is right timing, the right environment.
And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to